It feels really good. It feels that kind of win is awesome because you overcome some adversity, you overcome some things that kind of are out of your control, and you find a way to win. And we got to give it up to our defense there at the end. They did an awesome job and really won it for us down there down the stretch. But it feels good. It felt good to move the ball, and we felt like we were hitting on mostly all cylinders, for most of the game on offense. And it's just nice to get those wins, and we need to do better jobs in some areas, but it's nice to get the win.
You mentioned tough luck after that pick six. What did you see on that play? And entering the locker room, what was the mood for the team as well?
Well, I think the mood at halftime was fine. I think we knew we were moving the ball, and we had done a bunch of no huddle. We felt good about kind of getting them tired and things like that. But that play is just one of those crazy weird plays. I mean, I think we all thought it was incomplete. I think most of us stopped. I think most of us thought maybe we were hearing things, but we thought we heard a whistle and just kind of stopped. So. We didn't really know what was going on, but in no way do we think that they had an interception or anything like that. But, it's a weird play. It bounces off a guy's foot and, right to a guy. So things like that happen. But, to be able to overcome that and move the ball and, not just put that behind us. I think we're doing I think this team's mentally strong and putting bad things behind us.
Matt, the Lions lost in Philadelphia, and you guys are now a half game back. Do you like your chances in what's left of this season?
No, it's we knew going into this that we needed to win this game for one, and then keep winning on after. But we also knew that we needed some help from somewhere. But we can't worry about that. We weren't scoreboard watching or anything like that. We need to take care of our job, and we need to kind of parlay this win into getting ready and preparing well for Dallas.
The tight ends haven't been much of a factor in the passing game in the past month. What was the difference today?
Just giving them opportunities, giving them some good clean routes that they can run that they're real familiar with, and they did a good job of getting open. Andrew, played a great game, and they were. When you got teams that are locking on Jordy and things like that, you got to really utilize your tight ends. So. We gave them a chance to make plays, and they did it.
What was the footing like out there? Did you feel you had an advantage? What was the footing like? Did you feel like you had an advantage over them?
I mean, I don't know if we had an advantage or not. It's not like we go out and practice on Lambeau or anything. The footing was it was a little slick, but we've played on stuff like that before, and our equipment guys do a good job of getting our footwear, ready for whatever the elements are.
What does this mean to you personally that this is obviously a meaningful game and that this team won without Aaron Rodgers and won it with you? What, you could put that into perspective as it pertains to you personally?
Well, first of all, it feels good. It feels good to offensively to be able to move the ball and, complete some passes, have some success in the passing game and get the victory. For me personally, it definitely helps, confidence in myself, and it definitely helps, hopefully helps confidence in the team around me. So we're excited that this wasn't an offensive win or a defensive win or special teams win. This was a complete team win, and I think that's, you saw all the smiles coming off the field in the locker room, and I think that's what we're most excited about is that when we had to have a stop, we got the stops. When we had to have a score, we got the scores, and it's one of those things that, as a team, everybody feels really good about.
After all that's happened in the past month, what gave you guys the confidence that you could come out in the second half and make another comeback and win this one?
We know we're a good team. We know we can play with anybody in the NFL. We know we got talented guys. We got guys who care, and we'll leave it all out there. And when we were down, this is the NFL. It's hard to get wins in the NFL. And, they're a good team over there. And, I know they've had their struggles, but, I think they'd probably say the same thing. I think they would say that they're a better team than what their record shows. And they came out here, played hard, and adapted to the cold well and, made it really hard on us. But, hopefully this gives us a little momentum going forward.
It seemed like you got their pass rush a little more under control in the second half. What did you guys do?
I don't know if we really changed it up as much. You know, some of that stuff in the first half was kind of on me a little bit. You know, still gotta get the ball out and do things like that. But you know, the line just played well all game. I thought they played well. Backs did a good job of reading their defenses and protecting, and we got the ball out, and our guys were getting open and making plays, and you know, when things like that happen, it all just kind of seemed to start flowing.
Did it help you that you came out throwing a lot of more shorter passes, getting some kind of rhythm?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we always want to take shots down the field. You know, I think that's kind of in the game plan every time you go into a game. But, you know, being it as cold as it was, we wanted to really try to get the ball in our guys' hands and make them make tackles in the open field. And we were having some success early with it, and so we just stuck to our guns. We took some shots when we felt was the right time, but you know, mostly, you know, if they're backing up, there's no reason to throw deep. Just especially in a field like that, weather like that, get it in your guys' hands and let them go to work.
How do you feel when you see a guy like Jarrett Bush make so many plays down the stretch to help you get away?
Yeah, I mean, he made a big time play in a big time moment, and. You know, they had, I think it was two stops there at the end that sealed the game for us. So, you know, as an offense, you know, we'd like to not have to put him in that position. But, you know, Jarrett made a great play, and the defense just defense did a good job of holding
him. Matt, what did Aaron say to you after the game?
Yeah, Aaron's kind of like my big brother a little bit. And he's, you know, just – you know, some things are personal things, but he just talks about how happy he is for me and happy he is for, you know, when I get out there and have some success. So he's always had my back, and he's one of those guys I'm very thankful for.
Is today's going to have a belated birthday gift to Aaron this week?
I don't know. I mean, it's it was good. It was good to win, and it was good to kind of get on the right track, and hopefully he can get back in the lineup. So I know he's itching to get out there, and you know, with him out there, you know, obviously it gives us our best chance to make this run.
Man, how do you keep confidence personally after a game like last Thursday?
You know, last Thursday was a bad day at the office. You know, that's the only way to look at it. That's, you don't really go back and look at the film and try to really learn from that one. I mean, it was, you know, we got our butts kicked, you know, all over the field. And that's one of those games that you just forget about and move on and don't think about it. And that's a tribute to this team, especially this offense, to come out here and play like they did today.